But then you have to take into account that suddenly seven people enter the coverage area of their deck base station. But that's a different model from assuming Poissonian arrivals of new calls, as Erlang does.
Yes, a practical method of computing it. For example, if you want to compute blocking probabilities in an office building where there are several deck base stations, is that you assume a random distribution of users, and then for each cell there's a certain probability distribution of a certain number of users being in that cell. Then for each configuration you can compute the exit blocking probability, and a practical way of getting overall blocking probabilities is weighting the blocking probability for, say, S users with the probability that there are indeed S users in that cell.
Now, an operator may say, it's all very nice to have these Markov models, Poisson arrivals, but I don't know how much traffic I have at the first place, so it is still a trial and error on trying to find out how many channels I need, how many base stations I need. Is traffic theory a core competence for a cellular operator, or something to entertain mathematicians?
Of course, you don't know exactly how many uses there are, but I think you should do the calculations of how much blocking probability will be experienced, assuming a certain traffic intensity, because in that sense you can also get a feeling for the sensitivity of scaling up your system. You cannot just do this by adding a few more channels if you have too much blocking. If you work only by your intuition, you will make big mistakes. So to help your intuition, it's very good to do some calculations first and to see particularly this non-linear behavior of blocking probabilities.